is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of these airwaves. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find on the site there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So coming up here tonight, lots to discuss. Your calls, of course, are the primary element. If you dial in, you can take control. Tonight, joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the TSA and then the Bubble Congress. Wayne, you're going to tell us what the Bubble Congress is all about. I thought it was a joke when you first told me about this, so we'll see in a little bit. But first, an update on the Illinois implosion. As we've been telling you over the past, I don't know, a couple of years now, California, Illinois, two of the worst financially stable places, least financially stable places in the entire, as far as their governments, in the entire country. And Illinois may be the worst. They're certainly facing a significant deficit. Like, to the point where it's approximately, what was it, like 150% of the actual budget? Like, yeah. It was $13 billion that they have spent, but they can't pay for. They're only collecting, I think it was like 26. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But there's a lot of money out there that the state of Illinois government has spent. And it's approximately $13 billion, as I recall. And there were all these suggestions. It's $13 billion that they still have to cover. So, including several billion for pension payments and other things that are, you know, like $6 billion for late bills. I mean, these guys are way behind, and it's a bad scene. So there were a lot of proposals on the table. I think we probably went over this about a week ago. A lot of proposals on the table as to how to solve this. And one of the proposals was to increase the state income tax.
What else could they possibly do? You've got to either cut spending or increase taxes, and they should do both, honestly.
And they're not cutting spending.
No, they can't.
And they can't print money either.
The employee unions have them strung up. They just can't cut the budget.
Here it's saying it's a $15 billion budget hole. I remember the article that we read last week said it would be at least $13 billion. So who knows what it'll actually end up ballooning up to when all is said and done, when the programs that they're paying for actually end up creating the costs that they're expected to create. Because remember, when government plans to do something like expand a road or something like that, it usually ends up costing more than they originally planned for. So a minimum of $13 billion. This article is saying $15 billion, but, you know, billion here, billion there. Who's counting, right? So let's see. Here's the story from chicago.cbslocal.com. By a single vote, Illinois lawmakers approved not a 33% tax increase, but a 66% increase to the personal income tax overnight. And soon your paycheck will be shrinking, presuming you live in Illinois.
They were looking at 75%, so the people in Illinois can count themselves lucky.
Well, their revenue is already shrinking because of unemployment and pay cuts and all that, except for the state workers. But, you know, it's not going to do any good. Whenever these people, with their linear thinking, they always think, well, we'll raise taxes and raise more revenue. It never happens that way.
No,
revenue
never.
Often goes down when you raise taxes.
Well, and one of those reasons is because people are going to look at this and they're going to say, all right, that's the last straw. I don't know how many of them are. I hope plenty of them, and I hope a bunch of them who love freedom are going to come here to New Hampshire as a result of this. But for some people, this is going to be the last straw, and they're going to say to themselves, screw this, I'm out of here.
Right. I can go be poor in Florida. I'm leaving.
I love to see how many businesses leave there. Because when I lived in California, I saw a lot of businesses leave California because of the tax situation, the corruption, and so on. And, you know, I remember a few months back, I was looking at some statistics worldwide. And those countries that are the toughest to start a new business in are also the same countries in many cases that also are higher on the corruption index.
Absolutely. And generally those countries are also lower on the total economic freedom index as well.
Exactly.
And there are a couple different indices of that out there. There's the Free the World Foundation and the Heritage Foundation. They both do a ranking every single year of the different countries out there. So, as CBS 2 correspondent Jay Levine reports, Democratic state lawmakers have said the tax hike is necessary to get the state's outstanding bills paid. And remember, last time we looked at this, the proposed increase of the income tax, no matter what the proposal was, whether it was 33% or 75%, still would not raise enough money to cover the, in this case, they're saying $15 billion deficit. They're still going to be in the hole. They're still going to be looking to they're going to try to float a loan or something like that. They're hoping that somebody's, some bank is going to back them up here, and I just find it hard to believe.
IOUs like California?
That there are a lot of bills that they owe right now. Lawmakers also say cuts in spending limits will be part of the plan. Around 1 a.m., the Illinois Senate approved the tax hike by a vote of 30 to 29. The Illinois House did so also by 60 to 57. The governor still has to sign the bill into law, but he has said that he supported a tax hike all along, although this plan is double.
He supported a higher tax hike. And did you read
no,
the story
he said where... he supported one that was half as much.
It says here he fled the state's Capitol building through the basement after a lengthy day of debating a rescue plan for the troubled state. So like, the guy's not even he's not even willing to go out in the daylight. Like, these people are so pathetic. They're skulking about the sewers.
Mark, now your wife Laura is from Illinois. Have you talked to her about this at all?
Yeah, she knows that it's a disaster. But what are you going to do when you have so many unions that are so married to the government? I mean, the way the laws in that state are set up, my father-in-law is a member of, Pipefitters 597 or something like that. And, they don't hire pipefitters. They hire the union. All these. I mean, he works on nuclear power plants and other kinds of power plants and things like that. They hire the union to do the work. So, these people are hamstrung. Their system is screwed.
Well, it was based on a faulty revenue model. It was based on the assumption of perpetual growth.
Yeah.
And now they're hamstrung because we're having a downturn.
Well, of course, the government doesn't really know much about preparing for the future, right? Like you said, Wayne, they expected, even if they didn't expect perpetual growth, they still expected they're going to keep getting at least the same amount they've been getting. But you're probably right. They probably did bank on the idea they were going to get more and more every single year. And it's just not smart. It's not a good idea for you to run your personal finances that way. It's never a good idea to spend what you earn or spend more than you earn. And frequently, that's where you see governments. That's what you see them doing.
Well, that's exactly what a lot of homeowners did. They bought houses they could barely afford with the assumption that the value was going to go up 15% a year and that eventually it would appreciate out of their issue. But, of course, it went the other way on them, and that's what's happened to the governments.
Now, the homeowners, I believe they were sort of tricked. I mean, many people got into the home buying marketplace. They had never seen home prices not elevating at an artificially high rate. I mean, they just hadn't seen it. I didn't see it. Everybody in Florida got caught, but I certainly wasn't one of the ones that didn't. But I think that worse, that the politicians are incentivized to spend today, period, and not save for tomorrow. Right. They know that the nation has gone on for 200 and something years. They're only going to be in office for a couple of decades tops. They need to get what they're going to get today. They need to get the favors from the lobbyists today. They need to make their voters happy today. And then, whatever happens in the future, that's the next guy's problem.
Maybe that's why Alan Greenspan left office, eh?
I suspect you're absolutely right on that one.
Now, so far we've only touched on the fact that they're increasing the personal income tax rate by 66%. There's more. We'll get to that here in a moment. But what they're doing is they're taking it from what it was, which was 3%, and then taking it to 5%. Now, they give an example here to break it down for folks in real numbers. If your gross income is $50,000 a year, your state income taxes will rise from $1,500 to $2,500 a year. I mean, that's a huge hit for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. That's money that they could have put in their kids' scholarship fund or something like that.
Or paid their mortgage.
Or paid their mortgage down. Or, put money in whatever.
Pay
their home. Right.
That's how tight things are getting.
And in fact, they actually interviewed some folks here. And as you might imagine, people are pretty upset about this. But we haven't even touched on the other taxes they're raising, because it's not just this. 800-259-9231. Good time to consider the Free State Project. If you're someone who loves liberty and you're still in Illinois, you might want to ask yourself why. What are you still there for? 800. How much more of this are you going to put up with? 800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You'll find that the features there are completely free. We've got a mobile site. You got a smartphone, you punch up m.freetalklive.com and get quick access to our streams as well as the podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking a case to court without an attorney, jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It's for people without lawyers who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize their legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for both plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. I've gotten it. I've paid for it myself. I think it's that good of a course. I recommend it for you. If you're going to take a ticket or anything else to court, jurisdictionary.com. It'll teach you how to get evidence, move the court, whatever you need to do. When you go and purchase Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com, use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live in there. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, starting out tonight with an update on the Illinois implosion as the Illinois state government desperately attempts to cover up a $15 billion budget deficit. It's huge. That $15 billion is
serving our communities.
Oh, something is going on there. That should not. Those darn news sites with their autoplay features. Anyway, so Illinois desperately trying to cover up the $15 billion budget deficit, which is approximately 50% of the entire state budget. And wow, they're doing some desperate things. They've decided to increase the state personal income tax by 66%. Going from 3% to 5%. And people are pretty upset about it, as they should be. I mean, it's already an economic crunch. Mm-hmm. As one woman told CBS 2, I don't like that. I'm already losing enough money. Another said, my taxes are high, so I'm really struggling as is. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts, and we'll tell you what they're doing to the corporate income tax, because then that's going to drive jobs out. 800-259-9231 to Tom, listening on the road in Georgia to WMTN in Moultrie. Hello, Tom.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, I work for the state of Michigan, and our union, I have to be a member of a union in the state of Michigan.
Yep.
We have no choice in that, because yep. We are not a right-to-work state. But the state of Michigan, when I first hired in, had passed a law back in 1996 where it got rid of the union for new, I mean, not the union, the pension plan for new hires. Mm. So anyone hired after March 31st of 97 was put into a 401k program. Mm. So that's okay. Helped enormously with our state budget, but we still run into deficits every year.
I bet. And Michigan's in real bad shape.
Yeah, these 401k yes. plans are probably the only thing that can save public sector unions. I agree with
right.
you. Thanks for calling in and mentioning it.
What else they did, though, is they're $1.8 billion in debt compared to Illinois' $15 billion, right?
Is that right? Well, that is a big difference.
Now, right, and what we've done every year, we cut 8 prisons last year and the year before from our budget, and we keep finding ways to cut and save money. We don't pile this debt on. We've cut jobs, we make the painful choices. Illinois could do the same thing, but they've refused to do that.
Did you say that the state government cut 8 prisons?
Yes, they did, over a 2-3-year period.
Now, does that mean that it's being operated by a private company, or that they've just shut them down?
They've shut them down.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, what did they do with the prisoners? Did they let a bunch of pot smokers go? Because, I mean, we all know the prisons are filled with people that don't belong there.
Well, we have what's called a Michigan Prisoner Reentry Initiative, which is you work with your local communities, help the prisoner get back into the proper frame of mind when he comes out of prison. And you try to get local charities and stuff like that involved with reintegrating these guys into society. It's had some success. I don't agree with Granholm's, who our outgoing governor's numbers. I think that work in corrections. Some of these numbers haven't been as great as she said, and so that's a problem with that.
So let me see if I'm following you. You're saying there's some sort of a program that allegedly helps these prisoners get back out into the real world, so they're allowed to enter that program and thereby leave if they're not like nonviolent or something like that. If they're allowed to get out sooner. Is that the idea?
Right. It depends on the crime. I can't give you the total specifics. I'm not up there in
if that's what they're doing. Right. I mean, obviously we're speculating here a little bit, but if that's what they're doing, then that's great news, and I hope that other government people around the country take a look at that and realize that they're spending a lot of money. In many cases, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year or more. I think California is more.
Well, the Correctional Officer Union in California is, as I understand it, the strongest public sector union in the strongest union in the mm-hmm. state. So what you have is a situation where they got a union lobbying to keep these guys in, many of whom are nonviolent people that, you know, it wouldn't really matter if they got reintegrated in society.
Here's what gets me, though. If you are a public sector employee, you do not have the right to strike. You understand that? So if the government sits back down and says, look, I know we negotiated these, but we're going to have to let X amount of people go, sorry, unless you guys want to take a $2,500 pay cut, which we're looking at in Michigan, paying benefits per state employee, okay? You know what? I'd rather keep my job. I'm sorry. And to sit back and do this, I don't think I should give this up. You know what? You're pretty selfish, and you're not thinking about the bigger plan here. You know, there's a lot of people in Michigan who are willing to do that.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. I appreciate hearing from you, and drive safe out there at 800-259-9231.
You know, I think the difference between Michigan and Illinois, though, is that Michigan is further down the road. Michigan was highly dependent on the auto industry, which pretty much imploded about 2 years ago. And they've had to make tough...
Down the economic road, you mean?
Yes, yes. Whereas Illinois didn't really have that that implosion of their primary industry like Michigan did. So Michigan is further down the road, and they've got to make the tough choices. Now, Illinois is going to be in the same position as they are probably within a year.
Well, it looks like Michigan's shown a propensity at this point, according to what the guy's saying, a propensity to make the tough choices, whereas Illinois has shown no such propensity at this point.
No, they're just cranking up the taxes. In fact, as CBSLocal.com in Chicago reports here, not only are they increasing personal income tax by 66%, but they're also boosting the corporate income tax rate by nearly 50% from 4.8% to 7%. Now, there's some people out there that just don't understand what this means. They'll look at that and they'll say, yeah, stick it to those corporations. Make them pay. But what you don't
why
get...
Why can't they do it all to corporations?
Well,
why do I have to pay for this? Why don't the corporations pay?
Well, because the reason why it's bad when the corporate income tax, and personally, it's all bad. Whenever taxes are raised, it's bad, no matter which tax we're talking about. But the
all
reason
taxes
why,
are paid by the end user. And
right.
You, my friend, if you're listening to my voice, are the end user.
Right, unless you can live your life without buying anything from a corporation, which is pretty difficult, then you're paying their taxes for them. So raising the corporate income tax almost 50% is going to mean that those corporations right. will be passing those costs along to their customers in the form of increased prices, which means that not only will Illinoisans be paying more in personal income tax, meaning they have fewer dollars to spend at the grocery store or the department store, but also when they get to the department store, the prices of the products on the shelves are going to be higher, and so therefore it's a huge cost of living increase for the people in Illinois.
And some corporations will move out.
That is another factor. Some will decide this is the last straw, 50% increase in corporate taxes. We can move next door to Indiana and do better.
Or New Hampshire.
Or to New Hampshire. And there go those jobs. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is not a drill. Repeat, this is not a drill. Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Those features include archives. Get a lot of those. In fact, you can go to freetalklive.com and you'll see them right there at the top of the page. The last week's worth are there. And then if you click into the archive section, that takes you back as late as 2006. So head over to freetalklive.com, enjoy the archives on us. And you can also know that the Free Talk Live archives are brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name or .anything. They've got free site builder tools that are easy to use, one-click script installs, more than 4,500 free website templates, and a 99.9% uptime guarantee. Also, a 45-day money-back guarantee. And if you use the portal we've created, hostgator.freetalklive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
I've used them myself, by the way, and they're excellent.
Fantastic.
They can handle WordPress, which many of them can't, right?
I don't know about that, Mark.
Yes, they well the WordPress installation is really seamless. And actually you can do Joomla, you can do what's the one you use?
Drupal?
I use WordPress and Drupal.
You can use Drupal. Most of the major frameworks are supported.
Good to know. Hostgator.freetalklive.com. First month is free. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. We're telling you about what the Illinois state government people are doing. It's just this gigantic tax increase is just awaiting a signature. They have passed this in both the Senate and the House, 66% increase on personal income tax. Corporate income tax going up by approximately 50% from 4.8% to, not quite 50%, but from 4.8% to 7%. That is about 50% of 4.8%. So in addition to the corporate income tax, many businesses in Illinois pay a personal property replacement tax of 2.5% of income, bumping their corporate tax rate to 9.5%. Democrats said the tax cycle helped plug a $15 billion budget hole.
Yeah, fat chance, pal.
President John Cullerton said, "We're going to pay bills on time, and that's a huge change." Yay! You go pat yourself on the back.
We're going to go out and rob and rape and pillage the public, and we're going to take all the booty and pay our bills.
They're just so not used to paying their bills on time that this is like a big day for them. Cullerton emphasized that the tax hike is only one portion of a solution to the state's budget crisis. He says the taxes are not going to borrow anymore to make our pension payments without borrowing our pension payments to make up for the loss in federal revenues. They're not going for any new programs or any new spending. They're going to have to be further cuts, even with this tax. The tax hike will be coupled with strict 2% limits on spending growth. Whoa! They're really slashing and burning there.
2%?
Now they can only spend 2% more.
Is that what the average American household's done in the last couple of years with the economic downturn? Cut 2%?
No. They're going to limit their growth to 2%. They're not cutting 2%. Let's make this clear. They have a budget for this year. Next year, their budget can be 2% more.
Higher.
Yeah, 2% higher. If officials spend above those limits, the tax increase will automatically be canceled. This plan's supporters warn the rising pension and health care costs probably will eat up all the spending allowed by the caps, forcing cuts in other areas of the government. And so get ready. Get ready. If you live in the so-called state of Illinois, it's coming. 800-259-9231. Oh, yeah, and they're still talking about more taxes. Another dollar a pack increase in cigarette taxes. You're going to use that money allegedly for schools.
You know, and they think they think they can predict how much this is going to bring in. But the more they raise the taxes, the more people quit, the more people order their cigarettes online from North Carolina. The more they do things to avoid this.
Same thing with the other taxes. The more people are going to avoid it.
They won't get an increase in revenue even.
Fight, flight, and fraud. That's what happens.
We'll keep our eyes on Illinois and let you know what continues to develop up there. And, of course, if you've got something you want to update us on or bring to our attention, 800-259-9231, and to the attention of all those listening, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eric in Washington. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ian, you know you're saying to get out of debt yesterday?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea.
Well, do you have any cash in your pocket?
Right now, I don't.
How about in a checking account?
Well, I suppose so, yeah.
Well, do you realize that means that not everybody can get out of debt?
Right. What you're pointing out is that the Federal Reserve essentially creates debt when it prints out money. They're Federal Reserve notes. They are essentially evidence of that debt.
Well,
is that what you're pointing out?
Yeah, they're loaned into circulation. Mm-hmm. And whoever borrowed them has to capture them back in order to pay off their debts.
Okay.
So the problem is when the Federal Reserve creates a dollar, it's one of three book entries. It's the credit part of the book entry, and the other two parts are the debt and the debit book entries, and the debt is owned by the Federal Reserve. The debit is owned by the person that borrowed the debit and the dollar and the credit. And so that person has to recapture all the dollars that he spent to fulfill his debt.
And then once somebody pulls
the interest.
Once somebody pays back the loan, then that money disappears from the system.
Right. And then here's the big problem is that when the Federal Reserve loans out the debits and the credits, they actually have a way of giving you more debits than credits, and they keep the credits.
Well, the whole system is screwed up, and there are all kinds of problems with it. One of the big problems is that it's a central bank, and they can issue a currency through fiat, and it doesn't have to be backed up by anything at all. And well, so I think that certainly one thing we agree on is that the federal government, the Federal Reserve, should go away, right?
Yeah, it's the cash is backed up by the fact that somebody is going to do something in turn to capture the dollar that he spent. That's what it's backed up by. So you can't really call it fiat.
I think that you pretty much can call it fiat. In fact, it's commonly known as a fiat currency.
Well, that's what they want you to call it, yeah.
Well, I don't think they want you to call it that, in that it is created by decree. It is somebody has said, okay, we're going to create this, and poof, they make it.
Well, but at any time, you can take those fiat dollars and turn them into something real and let the money go off to somebody else, the fake money. You know, a lot of people,
right, that somebody has to capture in order to pay off their debt.
Okay, thanks for the call tonight.
Hey,
I appreciate hearing from you.
800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, we haven't heard from him in a little while, but that's the guy that calls in with some incoherent financial plan that doesn't involve any kind of interest payments. Like, he is completely against interest payments. What do you feel about that, Wayne?
Well, you know, interest is supposed to be the price of money. And the reason why we talk about interest is that the money's being constantly debased. If you had money that was real stable and maybe even gained purchasing power over time, there probably wouldn't be a need for interest, very little if any.
Interest on loans, you mean?
Yeah, even interest on loans, because if
please. I'm not going to give you any money to do whatever your project is that you don't happen to have if I don't get some kind of recoup on it. Plus the fact that it's a real hard asset as opposed to what we currently have, which, you know, they aren't. So, you know, I would actually be looking at losing more by loaning stuff out.
Well, that depends, because right now, if you borrow $20 from somebody, let's say, and it's over a year, if you've got really a lot of inflation, you need a higher interest rate to make up for that loss of buying power in that year, because it's also time we're talking about. So if instead I lend you an ounce of silver, then, you know, that's going to keep its buying power, maybe even increase it in today's environment. So there wouldn't be as much of a need for interest, because you were holding on to it anyway, and it's going to buy more a year from now than it did today.
You're still going to see interest, but I see what you're saying.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, ring up anything that's on your mind, 800-259-9231. You know, since you brought up the Federal Reserve, Wayne, I know you've got something tonight you might want to share about the Federal Reserve and what it might look like, what our world might look like without it, if it had never created. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything at all at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. You can enjoy the features there for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can shop with us, for instance, at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live gets a portion of the total purchase. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet superstore with dozens of categories. Great deals, free Super Saver shipping, used items. All kinds of opportunities to buy some good stuff at great prices and have it delivered directly to you. Plus, when you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. So, Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Coming up this summer, it's the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And you might want to start making your plans now to go, because you don't want to wait, considering that the campground is selling. You know, it may sell out this time around. It's never sold out before, but it's been packed full of hundreds and hundreds of liberty-minded people.
It's an amazing time.
I know for a fact the cabins are already sold out. I believe there's still some hotel space left and some camp space left. So it's certainly not too late. I don't know how close it is to being too late, but it's, you know, people are reserving as soon as they possibly can to be near friends and all of that. So what you want to do is go to porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Finally, the page has been updated there with the current dates for the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. It's June 20th through the 26th. More details will be coming soon to the page, but it's been an absolute blast. We've gone every year we've been here in New Hampshire, and Free Talk Live has broadcasted live from every single Pork Fest so far that we've been up here. And it's been a lot of fun. Looking forward to going again this year. And, Mark, we still need to figure out if we're going to go for just the weekend or for the whole week now, because the Pork Fest has expanded now officially into a week-long event. So that's a big choice, because it's a lot of fun to do Pork Fest, and I'm inclined to go up for more than just the weekend this time around. Anyway, porkfest.com, go there, get involved, and don't forget to join the Free State Project while you're at it at freestateproject.org. 800-259-9231. We're coming up here, Wayne. We're going to get to your 10 things that would be different if the Federal Reserve were never created. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Frank is on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah,
tonight,
what I wanted to say, when I called in a few days ago and mentioned, I made the statement that Marbury versus Madison, since that Supreme Court case, the federal government has always reigned supreme versus the states as a de facto, you know, situation. Granted, Marbury versus Madison established the first case of the Supreme Court and the necessity and justification for the process of judicial review within the Constitution. That we fully understand. But I've spent a couple days looking back over cases where the states first challenged the federal government regarding some law, and virtually in every situation, the federal government is supreme, even though theoretically the states and the federal government are equal with regard to law and interpretation of law and everything. The de facto standard is that the federal government seems to outrank the states, and I wanted to clarify that.
Frank, how far back did you look?
I went back quite a ways, and the most damning case would have been when the Confederacy, the states, wanted to secede from the United States, and the federal government didn't allow for that, and as a result, we had our Civil War. And I also wanted to state, too, that if the states and the federal government were equal, or were in a real sense co-equal, then you would have situations whereby the states could challenge the federal government, and you may have a situation where states would find the federal income tax to be unconstitutional, and as a result, or they would not support it, and you would have states that would be tax-free zones for citizens.
Some of the reasons that doesn't happen, as I understand it, is because the states are beholden to the federal government, not just from the point that you're making, that certainly the federal courts are going to rule that that they're in charge of the states. But if you look at the way the federal government works in a lot of cases, they essentially offer a handout to the state governments in return for their obedience.
Yes, we see that after FDR, especially in the 1930s.
Right,
but prior
to
that,
if it were true that if what you were saying were true across the board, then why wouldn't the federal government just be able to come in and say, you must do this? Why are they coming to the states and saying, here, we want you to do this, so take this money, and then once you take the money, you're obligated to do these things? Why not just
there's a whole series of legal precedents that sort of preclude that. But that's all I wanted to say.
You didn't answer the question, though. Why do they not just come down with orders from on high if they truly are in charge?
Well, they do tend to do that. They do that.
But they do it when they have existing agreements between the state governments. So if the state governments, the various different bureaucracies, the Department of Safety, the Department of Fill in the Blank, they're taking federal money, that's when the federal government can hand down edicts. That's when it can say, okay, now you've got to upgrade your water facility or your water treatment facility.
It can do that without even that occurring.
If that's the case, then why didn't they do it when it comes to the seatbelt law?
A very good case, because most people felt that empirically the seatbelts would save lives, and that was sort of, in a sense, a no-brainer. But you see that with OSHA, the Occupational Health and Safety Act. It's a federal code, and it is federal law. It's also administrative with regard to how it's going to be applied, and if there's going to be any adjudication, it goes into an area of administrative law. Yet OSHA is mandatory in all the states, and in a sense, federal buildings all have to meet OSHA codes and all sorts of, you know, Occupational Health and Safety Act regarding safety in the workplace. That stuff is for the most part also accepted by the states and the state governments.
Frank, I see where you're coming from. I think it's an inconsistent
position. So in a sense, all I wanted to say is this. I don't think we can answer it, but if we look at the legal precedents from Marbury versus Madison all the way through the present, we see that there's a huge body of precedent and case law that in a sense allows for the federal government to be superior in a de facto sense to the states. And
thanks for the call tonight.
That's
Frank.
All I wanted to say.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you.
I looked at the Marbury versus Madison case after there was the row about that a few days ago, and I sort of agreed with what Frank said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's saying something that is generally untrue. It's certainly that the federal government behaves in most cases as though it is in control of the states.
And the states behave in most cases as though that's true.
Right, but what happens when one of the states says, no.
Well, what happens when anyone says no?
Well, the states have said no before. Look at the Real ID Act, for example. The states said no, and it went away. Now, Thomas Wood's book, Nullification, he brings up some very good points there. He claims he went back and did a lot of research even before the so-called Civil War and found that before the so-called Civil War, a lot of states nullified a lot more federal laws. In fact, the fugitive slave laws were nullified by the states very often. Let's say New Hampshire. This actually did happen in New Hampshire, where a slave escaped from the South up to the North, and the federal fugitive slave law said, well, they're supposed to, if the slave owner comes up there and says, oh, that guy over there is my slave, I want to take him, the state said, no, you can't do that without due process. And so that was what it was used for a lot back then before the so-called Civil War. After the Civil War and Lincoln and all that, then it seemed like the federal government was dictating to the states a lot more because look what we did to the South, we'll do it to you, whatever it may have been. So the federal government got the upper hand. They kind of bit the states on the ear around
that
period.
But as you pointed out, there are examples where the state governments can stand their ground, and they have gotten away with that. So it's really just a matter of gumption, isn't it? It's just a matter of the state governments being willing to say, all right, we don't care if we get this federal money. We're not going to go along with this edict.
Well, what you're saying is you're talking about the poker game of it all. You know, this is... People suggest that this is a nation of laws and that somehow we know what the laws are, that they're written down and all that kind of thing. And as we know, there's more laws than one man can read in four lifetimes. And then there's the precedent that surrounds it. So there's not even laws that really say who's in charge, the state versus the federal government.
It just depends on who acts like it.
The Constitution's supposed to be clear on this, and it is. However,
well, it seems clear. The states form the federal government, so therefore they should be the higher power, and they should be able to leave whenever they want. But as you pointed out, the Civil War kind of changed people's perspective on that. So isn't it more about what people believe, and especially the people in the state governments, and what they believe about the federal government?
I agree with that statement.
Yeah, states can partake in civil disobedience, too.
And I hope we see more of that. I hope that now that we're here in New Hampshire and there are hundreds of people that have made the move here for the Free State Project, we've already seen a dozen people at least getting elected, Free Staters actually being elected to the state representative seats. Hopefully we'll start to see more of that state-level disobedience where the state government is at that point saying, no, that's okay, we don't want to participate in that federal program, we don't want to take that federal money, we don't want to have to be beholden to the federal government, and I hope that we'll see more and more of that happening over time.
One of the problems with that is that your taxpaying citizens, your citizens pay that money in, so when the state chooses not to take that money out, so you've got this kind of sticky situation.
Well, that's why you need to have secession, where then nobody will feel obligated to pay federal taxes.
I strongly suggest that Frank read Thomas Wood's book called Nullification. It's outstanding.
All right, we'll come back with more. Hour number two is on the way next. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.